the sleep in your eye. You're the smoke that I crave. Let me be the crack in your voice, a deepener sigh is the answer to the void. And I
the unmistakable sounds of South African indie rock band Short Straw. And we always do this on a Wednesday, chatting to some of the greatest talent out there. That song, by the way, their latest single, it's called Beacon Isle. And to tell you more about the band, we are going to be introducing you to Russell Grant, who's the bassist of Short Straw. We also have Gad the Comb, who's the keyboardist. Is there a word like keyboardist? Anyway, I've just made it up. Now, they're one of the biggest bands in South Africa, and they've received many accolades, amongst them winning the Best Indie at the 2013 MK Awards. That's for music video for One Long Day, nominated for the Best Alternative at the 2014 MTV Africa Music Awards, and debuting number one on the South African iTunes chart. It's no easy feat, that one, by the way. And it's the kind of music that you can dance to, sing along to. So if you like a bit of indie rock, then Short Straw, certainly a band for you. And the one thing that I never liked about what radio stations did over the last couple of years, everybody started going to this R&B hip-hop pop nonsense. Now, that's fine. And then everybody plays the same music. And, you know, the space for indie rock, for example, has been very limited on a lot of those radio stations. But it's good to see it making a comeback, you know, getting the play that they deserve. And to introduce you to those band members today, as I said, Russell Grant, bassist for Short Straw. Russell, great having you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Pleasure, man. And then Gad the Comb. Is it the Comb or the Combs? We've been trying to debate this one behind the scenes. I would imagine it's like the Comb, right?
Half the letters are silent.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, we'll stick to that one then. Who's a keyboardist, of course, for Short Straw. So let's start with you, Russell. Tell us a little bit about Short Straw. Give us a bit of an introduction to the band, the people behind it, for those who are listening to those fabulous tunes for the very first time.
Okay. Well, we've been going as a band for almost 10 years,
yeah.
Over 10 years now. And the current lineup has pretty much been in place for the last 6 or 7 years. And we're just a bunch of guys that grew up listening to music made by instruments.
Yeah.
We grew up listening to rock music, so to speak, all different kinds. Mm. And we've come together and have just been doing what we love. Most indie bands and sort of indie rock scene is a very humble scene. It starts with just playing for yourself. It's about playing for whoever wants to listen. And then we've just been very lucky that over the years, people have bought into that and want to listen to it. And we've had the most incredible decade of touring the world and just having lots of fun. And we just do it for the fun of it.
I love that.
We've got lots of other things that we all do with our time as well, but we love and appreciate what we've got.
And you, so yourself and Gad, how have you both been there for the total duration?
Well, myself and Russell joined about 3 years after the band started, so they'd recorded the first album, And then we actually joined as the band began to tour the first album. And then we got together and we started writing new songs. And then Good Morning Sunshine came about from the band that me and Russell were in. And then after that album, our original drummer left, Oliver, and then Jake joined. And then he's been the drummer. And then the five of us have been together for about 6 years now. And then the last two albums were us.
Six years together and you haven't killed each other. That is phenomenal. Now, Gavin, let's talk a little bit about your journey. So it's one thing to listen to all these people that you look up to. It's another thing to take the first step. I'll ask Russell the same question, but let's start with you, Gav. Where did your journey start with music in and of itself?
Well, I mean, I sang in a choir at school.
Ah.
So I kind of learned to sing from there. And then I actually started quite late. I mean, I sang throughout school and I sang in the plays. And then only before I joined high school, I forced my parents to buy me a piano. And luckily my school offered lessons through the National School of the Arts. So I was able to do piano and theory as a subject.
Wow.
And luckily I just stuck with it and it just resonated with me and I loved it and I just never stopped.
I love it because, and I love these stories because we tend to look at people who sing or are part of the arts and we tell them to get a real job. And I'm sure there's been times when people told you, well, why don't you think of getting a real job? But sometimes, and Russell, you said it, you love what you do. You tour, you're traveling, you get together, you're with people who you like most of the time, and it's just something that fulfills you. So let's tell your story in particular, Russell Grant.
Yeah, I must say mine is very similar to a lot of people who play instruments. You pick them up at a very young age, and it just dominates your life. And every little band that I've been in, from the band that I was in Standard 2, each different version had something a bit more evolved to it each time. You know, just to be in a recording studio was exciting for the first band, and then just to play a show was exciting for the next one, and it's taken 20 years to get to this point now where we've now gone on our fifth tour to Japan and we're that registered.
I love the way you say that. And you know, I am one of those people, so if a song's great, I like it, but I tend to be someone who prefers the rock-ish type sound of music, right? While I love Eminem, and I think Eminem's a poet, and I think Eminem just sends the most phenomenal messages with a couple of swear words, who cares, in between. At the same time, the one thing that I've missed on radio, generally speaking, and that includes stations in our very own stable, is the lack of what is perceived to be the lack of support for the rock and rock-related genre. Is that something that you feel as artists?
I don't know. I think we're living in a stage now where someone is able to seek out and get whatever they're after.
Sure.
And I think that world is here. It's strong. And you can really be doing anything. I don't think it's a matter of support anymore. I think the world's changing so quickly.
True.
That if you're into something different and strange, there's a world there for you and there's a community there for you. And you can support it and show your support.
But I'm talking about from a traditional radio station perspective, right? So we have Spotify. You can listen to tunes on your DSTV if you want. I mean, they're different things. Your Apple, iTunes, etc. So
perhaps in mainstream radio, you know, we've seen over the course of history that you know there are times when certain music genres are popular than the others, and that's that. It's sure there was certainly a heyday of indie, which was perhaps people would consider sort of 2007, 2008, 2009, sort of roughly around there, where it was perhaps more of a kind of indie rock dance. There was perhaps elements of electro, and things just changed, and that's fine. And you must just
absolutely. You
must be happy doing what you want to do, and yeah. It doesn't bother me.
For sure, I'll get Gad's thoughts on that as well. But I can tell you one thing: I want to live their dream one day. I will have my own classic rock radio station one day. I will. And there'll be a little market for that. Gad, your take?
I feel it's a worldwide thing that's happening in terms of electronic music is becoming the number one force. And
yeah.
I feel a lot of bands feel like they've been pushed away. But the way I see it, I see music kind of fusing, and I see electronic music using elements of rock music and country music, and that number one hip hop hit. I can't think of the name of the guy, but he was using Billy Ray Cyrus and country music, and it's all starting to come together, and all influences, and even indie music is starting to get influences of EDM. So I think it's going to get to a point where we all find a common ground where everyone's using bits of everything. And I see it as a positive in a way.
Now, when it comes to advice for younger people who are sitting there and they've got the creativity, they've got the spark, they want to do this, but they're not uncertain, and maybe they've got a couple of negative noises around them, Gad, what would you say to them?
Just stick to what you enjoy and what moves you. Because at the end of the day, there's hundreds of millions of people with hundreds of millions of opinions that moves you and you want to hear, and you just stick to it. Eventually, you're going to find an audience. Mm. And you're going to find, even if it's a small audience, if you find a small group of people who appreciate what you do and help you feel that what you're doing is worthwhile, it'll be worthwhile, even if it's for 10 people and you're making those 10 people feel like they're the most important people in the world, then you're the most important person in the world. And I think you should have that attitude.
Well said. Well said. Russell, your take.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. You've got to stay true to yourself on all that. You should never be making music for what you think people would want to hear. You've got to stay true to that. And you'll soon figure out if you're on the right track. And you'll soon feel if you're getting the support that you feel you deserve.
So, gentlemen, I want to thank you. These are very short chats with South African artists, and we like talking. It's one thing to talk about the music, but I think talking about the experience behind it, I think, is very important to give people an extra insight. So what can you tell us about Couch Potato, Russell? Because we'll be playing out with it.
It's been one of our most popular songs. We love playing it. It spreads a message of being happy and sort of finding the positivity in life. And so it motivates us, and hopefully it motivates other people. And it's just a fun song.
Brilliant stuff. So here it is. Russell Grant, Gad the Coat, thank you very much for joining us on the show today. We'll play out with indie rock band Short Straw and Couch Potato.
Square.
Indie rock band Short Straw, right here on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. My question to you is, if you could start your own music radio station tomorrow, what would it be? What type of music would you play? Personally, me, classic rock. Love classic rock music, but I also love some of the thoughtful rap that's out there. I don't know about you, maybe there's something silly that we can chat about today as well. Coming up, we are going to be chatting to Chantal Ilbury, though. Chantal Ilbury is with Mind of a Fox, and all those flags that we need to be looking out for in the future is what the scenario planner Chantal will be talking about next.